So let's get into a state of receptivity by closing our eyes. And when we close our eyes, we shut out the world around us. So just for a little bit of time, we can easily delve into our inner world and then connect with these divine beings that we can't necessarily see with our human eyes, but we can see them perhaps with our inner eye or our third eye, or we can perhaps sense them. So as we are settling in and you're feeling the eyelids close gently over the eyeballs, your face will start to relax, and then you can do a body scan internally all the way down, and we'll eventually come to the root chakra at the base of the spine. We'll call on Ganesha, because as we know, his energy is the energy that we want to feel, not just think about. We want to feel it within us. We want to feel the energy to dissolve away. You might see a reddish-orangish light at the base of the spine, the Muladhara chakra. Muladhara is a root. So we want to get his energy rooted into us that has the ability to get us unstuck, dissolve away internal obstacles, get us out of survival anxiety, open the doors to opportunities that will make our lives more enjoyable. Keep looking for this reddish-orangish light. Keep your attention at the base of your spine. Feel some energy starting to create some heat, maybe, or some light, or a sense of energy that is dissolving. It's melting away congested energies at the base of your spine and also down your legs. So do an internal scan down your legs. Take the reddish orangish light down your legs, into your feet and toes. We'll call on Ganesha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy of the vibrations of the sounds of the mantra that has the ability to bring into your awareness this elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. He has the ability to do everything very fast. Ask for that vibration to be experience within you. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Receive the light, receive the vibrations, receive the sounds. Gam, gam, Gum. 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 Internally or silently recite the sound gum. Think the sound in your legs, down into your feet and toes. You're thinking the sound silently. Now feel the vibrations. Release the thought of the sound and just experience the vibration. It can be tingling. It can be heat. It can be reddish, orangish light. Now, bring your attention into the tailbone area. Again, we'll begin at the Muladhara Chakra, and we'll enliven the Sushumna, which is a thin tube of light that pierces all the chakras on the way up the spine in the subtle body that corresponds with your root chakra, the sixth chakra, the navel chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, through the top of the brain and piercing the skull and going into the space. This thin tube of light is your connection to your higher self, divine being. Spiritual beings who have gone before us from all walks of life, all cultures, all religions. Maybe one will speak to you, appear to you. Allow it to happen. Allow more than one. We'll access the grace and blessings to open all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Clear the throat. Move up to the third eye. The middle of your brain. Allow your attention to float down to the base of the spine. Now, Move up and into the navel. Move up into the heart center. She. Move into the throat and mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes, the right and left brain. Yeah. Now, feel the special empowerment as you receive a beam of golden light piercing the spot between your two eyebrows, just above the bridge of the nose. This beam of light is coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye. You can imagine him standing in front of you in his light body form, or in a form that you recognize, that resonates with you. Receive the light. Feel the penetration, pressure, tingling sensation, heat. See a light. Feel some presence of empowerment piercing the spot between your two eyebrows that corresponds with the pituitary gland. And then the light enters the middle of your brain at the pineal gland. It's a continuous stream of empowerment. Om Aim Veeam Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Pavaya Swaha. Receive the empowerment. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Vavaya Swaha. Feel the middle of your brain come alive with the pressure or tingling sensation, light in the middle of your brain. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Vavaya Swaha. Now, imagine a beautiful lotus that gives you the ability to create beauty, music, dance, song, poetry. It gives you intelligence, wisdom. The ability to create your manifestations within yourself and then manifest in your life. in the form of beautiful relationships, unlimited wealth, health, happiness, blessings for your children or all children, the ability to create structure so that your life is flowing with more grace and ease. This is the time of the goddess. Receive the goddess energy in the right eye as a beam of white light piercing the right eye, filling the right eye with light, white light, it crosses over into the left brain, fills the left brain with white light, another beam of light enters the left eye, pierces it, fills it, feel it getting full, and then crossing over into the right brain, so the two eyes and the two brains are filled with the goddess energy and the white light. Feel the light entering both eardrums from either side, the right or the left, of the ears penetrating the eardrums. The white light enters the right and left nostrils, going up, activating the third eye area as the two nostrils meet on the forehead. The light beam enters the tongue, the tip of the tongue, middle of the tongue, back of the tongue. The whole mouth is filled with light. The white light fills the entire brain and head and all the sensory organs. It starts to flow down into the neck and throat, activating the throat chakra. Imagine the goddess Bharati in the throat chakra. Receive the light and the sounds that will activate the ability to bring your thoughts into action. She is the goddess of music and poetry. Om Bharatye Namaha. Om Bharatye Namaha. Om Bharatye Namaha. Feel the throat come alive. with the goddess of music and poetry. Om Bharatyai Namaha. 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 Now, move into the navel chakra, the Manipura chakra. Receive the goddess energy of Saraswati that will accentuate your inner urge to create, to give you creative intelligence. Om Saraswatyai Namaha. Om Saraswatyai Namaha. Om Saraswatyai Namaha. Creativity is the seed for creation. Create alertness, intellect, unite the vital cosmic energy and life force energy within perfect harmony in the navel. Feel the navel chakra come alive, tingling, heating up. Om Saraswatyai Namaha. 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 Feel Saraswati's energy in the navel. Now move your attention up into the heart chakra, or Anahata in Sanskrit. Receive the energy in the heart. Feel the heart expanding, vibrating, flooding with electrical intelligence. Of the heart. Om Sharadhayai Namaha. Om Sharadhayai Namaha. Om Sharadhayai Namaha. Feel your heart become alive with the intelligence to integrate or assimilate new knowledge, get a deeper understanding of who you are, what your truth is. Om Sharadhyay Namaha. 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 Now as you leave your heart, move up to the spot between your two eyebrows, the Ajna Chakra, the third eye chakra. Pray that you tune your mental energies to dissolve away any negative thoughts, anxiety, illusionary fear about what's going to happen in the future. Be present in the now so that you can experience positivity, optimism, clarity, focus. Om Hum Sam Vahinyaya Namaha. Hum Sam Vahinyaya Namaha. Om Hum Sam Vahinyaya Namaha. Keep imagining a beam of light entering the third eye, penetrating the third eye. Hamsa is another name for a swan. You can visualize a swan. You can experience peace. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. The goddess Hamsa Vahini is accessed in the third eye, producing positive vibrations. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. Om Hamsa Vahinyaya Namaha. Go back into the heart chakra. Bring in the goddess energy of fame, popularity, the opportunity to attract people towards you who can help you, who enjoy being with you, and you enjoy being with them. Om Jagati Khyatyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Khyatyaye Namaha. Satyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Satyaye Namaha. Feel the energy to experience opportunities coming to you that you have earned from past life deeds or this life, the good deeds that you've done for others. She bestows you with great fame, popularity. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Feel receptive to the popularity, people wanting to be around you, being attracted to you, enjoying being with you. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Om Jagati Katyaye Namaha. Now, bring your attention into the throat. Feel the throat. Invite the goddess Vageshwari into the throat, who gives you the ability to have perfect speech. She is the goddess of speech. She relieves us of defective speech and gives us the ability to use the right words at the right time. She gives us the gift of gab. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Focus on the throat. Feel the energy of speech. The vak. The ability to speak positively and kindly to yourself and to others. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Feel the vak in your throat, waking up the ability to speak sweetly, intelligently, humorously, engaging others. With your sweet sounds and words, Om Vageshwari Namaha. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Om Vageshwari Namaha. Now move up again to the third eye area. Feel the third eye come alive with the goddess Kumari, who gives you the ability to give you beautiful thoughts that will lead to good words and great actions. You will be able to attract others with your charm, intelligence, polite speech, eloquent speech. Beautiful speech. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Feel the third eye come alive. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Feel your inner beauty. Expressing love towards all the parts of your being, your physical being, your emotional being, your mental being, your intellectual being. Allow the purity of the goddess Kumari. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Feel the third eye come alive. Imagine beauty everywhere, internally and outwardly. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Om Kaumari Namaha. Keep your attention on the third eye chakra. Bring in the ability to have logical intelligence, become more creative, more efficient, more compassionate, and unconditional, and you're loving towards others, including yourself. Brahmachinari Tarini is the energy that is available at the third eye. Om Brahmacharinyai Namaha. Om Brahmacharinyai Namaha. Om Brahmacharinyai Namaha. Feel unconditional love penetrating the third eye. Om Brahmacharinyai Namaha. 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 Again, keep going deeper into the third eye. Feel the goddess who instills and inspires memory, recall, intelligence, the ability to know things quickly, to integrate the knowledge you receive, the ability to manifest whatever it is that you're thinking, being able to decide, discern, invoke the goddess Buddhidhatri. Om Buddhatye Namaha. Om Buddhatye Namaha. Om Buddhatye Namaha. You're in the third eye. Om Buddhatye Namaha. Om Buddhatye Namaha. Om Buddhatye Namaha. Feel your brain come alive. All the neurons are firing. All the memories are enjoyable, dissolving away the hurtful ones with the goddess. Om Buddhatye Namaha. 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 Now float your attention into the heart chakra. Meditate on the goddess Radhini. Vara means boon. Dhyani means bestower. She's the bestower of boons, meaning she helps you to realize your dreams. Ask for her blessings to give you full faith, so that you can receive the good energy of the planets and stars. They are on your side with her grace and blessings in your heart chakra. Feel your heart chakra expanding to receive her energy. Om Varadayanye Namaha. Om Varadayanye Namaha. Om Varadayanye Namaha. Imagine receiving the grace and blessings, the ability to accept gifts. Gifts of love, gifts of faith, gifts of relationship, gifts of money, gifts of all material things that you desire. Spiritual gifts. In your heart of hearts. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Feel your heart melting, wanting to receive all the gifts. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Om Bharadhanye Namaha. Moving to your navel area, your Manipura chakra. that dispels fear with the blessings of Shuddha Granta. She's the goddess that will pierce your third eye, access intuition, and help you to bring your energy into the navel area to help you to create whatever it is that you're intuiting. Feel your heart, or feel your navel, feel your third eye come along with the energy to create. Feel power, feel intuitive power, greater awareness of what it is that you need in your life. How you can reach out to others and create together a better world. Om Kshudra Grantaye Namaha. Om Kshudra Grantaye Namaha. Om Kshudra Grantaye Namaha. Feel the navel, feel the third eye, feel the power or empowerment come alive within you, between the navel chakra and the third eye chakra. Om Kshudra Grantaye Namaha. 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 Feel the energy of the goddess Kshudra Granta to remove obstacles. Feel the power that will dispel fear and that will create energy within you to do whatever it is that you want to do. Now we'll put our attention into the heart center. Imagine the sun beaming in your heart center. The rays of light of the sun are expanding to pierce through all your body parts. The sun grows bigger to fill your entire body and outside of your body, into the space around you. Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Tat Savitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Tiyo Yona Prachodayam. Feel the warmth of the sun the intensity of the rays of light that represent incredible intelligence to create, to give life, to feed your soul, so that you can live your soul's purpose, attract your soul's mates in your personal relationships, in your work, on your spiritual path. In all that you do with your family, your friends, your relatives, feel the sun penetrating everyone, bringing so much joy and life and energy and healing, health and well-being. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bardo Devasya Dhimahi Dyo Yona Prachodaya. Your body is being renewed. The cells are experiencing the life force, energy, God energy, intelligence, well-being. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yuna Prachodaya. You are the sun, you are the light, you are the life force, the life-giving energy, the prana, the ability to create, to think clearly, to act with intelligence and efficiency, to attract everyone. Who you need to help in your life, and for those you'd like to help, for harmony, peace. Thank the sun. Thank your soul for soaking up the energy of the sun, the energies of the goddesses, the energies of spring and renewal, the energy of the ability to remove all obstacles, get in contact with Ganesha, Dr. Klein. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed. As you come back to yourself and your surroundings, take your time. Enjoy the vibration of this empowering time of the year, where your soul will come alive and start to lead you to your soul's purpose hereafter. Slowly, slowly come back. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining.